This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
He's creating his eternal friends, right? Christians probably know him, probably goes, who knows what God's plans are. But let's just say there's a window and it's a short window and you can either give now. Can you imagine having a lot of dough and you're flying up out of your body and go, yeah,
and it's all back.
I could have clothed those kids. I could have fed those people, you know. So
Dave Ramsey says, you know, you want to live like no one else so that later you can live and give like no one else. And there's a value to, you know, later down the road, you're blessed financially in other ways so that you can be a blessing. Get involved. I think this is, there's a lot of great programs out there, but truly for kids, it's a gem. It's a gem.
I can tell you this as a 70-year-old guy. Looking back now, I want to warn younger people. You will come to an age, I presume most, at least I have now, where you realize the value is all inverted. The only thing you're going to look back and think, did I help somebody? Did I do, you know, something of value?
All right, if I can speak to one thing, because you mentioned Care Portal.
Yeah.
Just a real example from 4 years ago, met with a family that a DCF employee, so this was not through 4Kids, but we got in touch, and it's a caseworker working with a mom raising up her boy and dealing with hoarding issues, and they are trying to keep the family together. The child is, you know, already without a father, but attached to the mom. It would not be good to separate the two just because they're in a really, really bad state.
Because she hoards or whatever. So what? I can understand that. You're poor. You know, look at people.
So our church phone number.
They pay all this money to store all their junk.
Our church phone number got connected to the sheriff's office, brought us out to help clean up this house.
Really?
Give this mom a helping hand.
And that's how you got
hand.
To that mom and child?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't and that
like,
beautiful?
And now you're seeing the benefits of that 4 years
Why
later.
Why did they call you? The local government officials.
You know, in
you
God's,
need to get that find out so we can do more.
In God's providence,
Care
they
portal.
Work together.
Well, that's the reason. But
was that Air Portal?
It wasn't it, but it was like it at the time.
Right.
And I'm just saying, this preserved a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought us out as the church, and you know, and now they're connected with the local church.
And I happen to know the child involved, and he loves his mother.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. So this is like, if you can.
It's not for
the
us
crisis.
To decide. You know, it's just like with there was a lady who was pregnant, and they said she was foolish. She should get an abortion. I think she had 9 children. I think she also had some sort of a venereal disease, and she decided not to have an abortion. That child turned out to be Mozart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's for us, right? We want to reduce the number of kids coming into care that shouldn't be coming into care.
Yeah.
And we want to increase the number of foster families that we have so that every child who is in care gets to be in a home. Right now, as of January, we don't have February stats yet, but as of January, there were 73 children on the Treasure Coast who didn't have a home, a foster home. They have to live in a group home, in a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
73 children that we don't have homes for.
Yeah.
My parents used to run orphanage in Poughkeepsie, New York for years. I knew it was girls, and I know some of the girls had not had proper nutrition as babies, and my parents said they'll never be quite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Well, I want to be clear that the shelters that we have in place are necessary because we don't have enough homes, and they do a great job.
Yeah,
they do what they have to do.
Thank God.
But we want homes for these children. Everybody desires to be in and deserves to be in a loving family, and that's where again we want to reduce the number of kids coming in care for a multitude of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Right, reduces trauma to the family, to the child. Economically, it is tens of thousands of dollars a year that it costs the state for a child to be in foster care. Economically, if we can reduce the number of kids coming into care because a church stepped up and said, hey, we're going to save the state $30,000 this year because we gave them a bed and we wrapped around them and now this family is together, I mean, it's a win for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's why the state looks at 4Kids and what we're doing and the model that we have and appreciates it so much. One, we help with the budget, which if somebody wants to help with my budget again, I can give you the link to donate.
But four kids.
Four kids.us.
The number four.
The number four. But again, and that's a superficial benefit of it, but it really is for us. I talked about this on our, we have weekly devotionals as a staff. And I talked about it on Sunday or on Wednesday. And I said, if we're not pointing people to Christ, then we're not doing the full extent of what we're called to do, because he's the answer. He's the solution. He's the healing. Our therapy can bring a child along, but it's the Spirit of God that comes in and does the healing and the restoration. And that for us, we have a 3-year strategic plan that we build every 3 years. The very first point on our 3-year strategic plan is maintaining authentic Christianity. That's our number one thing. If we're not putting Christ at the center of what we do, then we're no longer the four kids that God has called us to be. Yeah. And that's what we're committed to.
Yeah.
There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The Holy Spirit, right?
Yep.
Oh, if I could maybe plug one thing as well. In just about a month, we're hosting at Morning Star, April 13th.
Don't give a date, because I want to keep this for years.
Sure.
But to contact, what are you having in April?
Well, we're inviting a bunch of people from the whole community, especially churches.
Can they log
churches
onto a website to find out about this?
It's on our church website.
Okay, and that church website is?
Morningstarvero.org.
Okay, and what exactly is it?
We are hosting Pancakes for a Purpose.
Oh,
it's a dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's next week.
So it's coming around the corner. And
are you going to have real maple? It's going around.
We're going to have not just real maple, real Vermont maple syrup.
Ah,
so
he's
a big Vermont guy.
There you go.
Well, we had a men's meeting out there recently, and Rhett brought real maple syrup.
He brought the real stuff. Aunt Jemima got kicked out.
Aunt Jemima.
And I love Aunt Jemima. But we are hosting this event because we want not just to help with the funding of the 4Kids program, which is one of the points of it, but the other point is for more churches to get involved. So this is not an event for just us Morningstar people. And then third is we want to open up 25 homes before 2025. And I know
this
you mentioned
is four kids.
Yes.
Then why don't you invite a bunch of pastors to come along too?
Oh yes.
How do you do
Tuesday,
this?
Got a big meet.
The word's out there.
We're here.
I'm somebody speak. Get up, speak up, and then shut up and sit down. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, some people go. You know, admonishment here. But Billy Graham is the greatest orator of all time, as far as I'm concerned. And go on to YouTube. He never spoke. Max was 29 minutes. Most of them are 17, 27, 24, 23. So I figure anybody that speaks more than that is exalting themselves as a greater orator. The less you say, believe me, I know in this business because I'm a blabbermouth, the less you say, the more they remember. So remember that. Get up, speak up. I went to an event last night, though, where these kids were going to have an abortion, and the two of them came to a CareNet. Yeah, and they decided, they had a video, and they decided, they were being interviewed and decided to keep the child. And then, of course, when they stood up, the place went nuts, and, you know, tears are rolling down your face, and it's so lovely to see. And so that's what like I said before, you have a credibility when you have children, and, you know, these guys have that credibility to say, we're actually in the trenches, we're doing this right now, and our house is a house of love. You can have a house of love, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Participate, you know.
You don't have to be perfect.
No.
Yeah.
You don't have to be perfect.
And I like to say, you know, one of the things that for Melissa and I to consider becoming foster parents was knowing that 4Kids said, we will help you. Mm-hmm. You're not getting involved in doing foster care on your own. We never felt we're going to be on our own island. I mean, yeah, you have the church support, but 4Kids knows how to wrap around a foster family to help you figure out how to work with children who've been dealing with trauma. And I got to tell you, that was so helpful for us. So for people considering getting involved in foster care, if you connect with 4Kids, they will equip you. Don't worry about how you get there. They will help. And that, I think, is a huge blessing to people considering becoming licensed foster parents.
Well, I think it's great that it's a Christian organization, too. Like I said, with Chick-fil-A, I mean, they are a Christian organization. You can't even become a partner unless you go to church so many days a month and participate. And I presume that's true with the kids. I don't know. I'd like to ask them sometime. what it is they have to fill out, forms they have to fill out in order to be one of those kids.
The Chick-fil-A employees?
They're all the kids are so mannerly and so clean.
They have good training.
You know,
yeah.
Black, white, Hispanic, all of them. They just seem bright and with it and happy and they look you square in the eye and you go, wow, where are they finding these good kids? Because you don't see them in other fast food places, you know what I'm saying?
But
what can I do for you?
I think
you?
That can go back to what Michael was saying, where it could be in our families and our parents as well. There's nobody perfect, but with the right amount of training, or with the right training, then we can all do this work. And and anyone could do it, yeah.
Well, I do want to thank you guys. I salute you. I'm honored that the three of you would come in here. And so, Pastor Trevor, you put us all together. Thank you.
Because
he called me when you were having lunch a few weeks back and said, hey, you want to join this? So this wouldn't be happening if you hadn't put us together.
Yeah.
And bless you and your wife and your two new adopted children and two more coming your way. It's great. You had an empty house.
Yeah.
For many years, you both were professionals. Then you decided to leave that. She left. She's back to being your wife is a physician.
Well, she's a physician, yeah.
And, you know, now you have a great big new car.
Hey, yeah, I know. You got to
cart all those
somewhere.
Kids.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how do you go from no kids to four kids?
Well, you join four kids.
I didn't know. I was signing up for
that. Requisite. Yeah, four kids.
The power of words, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
so it's, by the way, it's the number 4kids.us. 4kids.us. Okay, home. It says
hope, homes.
Homes and healing.
Is there a phone number as well? Or. Keep it through the website.
So there's an easy way if you wanted a real quick way to get all the ways that you can serve. You can text the number 4 and TC, so the numerical 4 TC, like Treasure Coast, to the number 43136. 4 TC to 43136. That's going to send you a list of things, foster, serve, give, pray. You text back whatever number that you're interested in, and we're able to connect you with you that way.
All right, or 4kids.us. Okay, so, Corey, thank you for putting me together with and inviting your CEO to come along.
Sure.
I liked you immediately when I mentioned that I thanked you for doing what you're doing. And
do.
Michael Keane, great to meet you. You and your wife, three children that they had biologically, and 4 that they've adopted. So these are legitimate people who are not just talking it, they're walking it. And again, the scripture at the that you said at the beginning?
James 1:27. Pure and undefiled religion before God is caring for orphans and widows and keeping oneself unstained from the world.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753.
Come before you, fallen and weak, in search of your mercy. Your unfailing love, the drink which I seek, my spirit is thirsting. Please remove my transgressions. Cleanse me from my sin. Father of life, please have mercy. Take this heart and give it purity. Father,